This is Rebecca Percato for the Enough Project. Crucial deadlines are nearing in the interim period of Sudan's Comprehensive Peace Agreement, or CPA, which ended a 22-year civil war between the North and the South. And as the deadline grows closer, the international community is at risk of sleepwalking toward the coming 2010 elections and the following southern referendum without mustering the necessary energy to stop the looming threat of war. The Obama administration is to be congratulated for bringing together key signatories in more than 30 countries and organizations in Washington this week in an effort to reinvigorate CPA implementation, but much more will need to be done. Recent events in southern Sudan highlight the many problems with the current approach to the complex and ambitious project of implementing the agreement. Increasingly hostile relations between the National Congress Party, or NCP, and the Sudan People's Liberation Movement, or SPLM, a recent spate of intercommunal violence throughout the South, and an array of abandoned or unimplemented CPA provisions threaten to derail the CPA before 2011, when the semi-autonomous South will likely vote for its independence from Sudan, marking the end of what is commonly referred to as the interim period. Perhaps most importantly, parties to the CPA, particularly the NCP, have not faced any cost from the international community for a failure to implement key provisions of the agreement. Until the international community changes this fundamental dynamic, no conferences or consultations will change the basic facts on the ground. With less than 19 months remaining before the end of the CPA interim period, the international community can no longer afford to half-heartedly address these worrisome dynamics. Renewed Sudanese civil war could bring wholesale violence on a terrible scale while further destabilizing the entire region. A renewed diplomatic push in the waning period of CPA implementation, built around the use of principled and direct penalties and incentives, could prevent Sudan from relapsing, but this strategy will have to be more sustained, coordinated, and strategic than prior efforts, which have failed to adequately respond to recent challenges and opportunities. If there continues to be no cost for flouting key provisions of the agreement, renewed conflict is likely. It is especially important to address the following unimplemented CPA provisions. 1. Abyei. Abyei, the hotly contested oil-producing zone which straddles the north-south border, is the subject of a distinct protocol in the CPA and has been considered a threat to the fragile north-south peace since the CPA was signed in 2005. 2. North-south border demarcation. Delayed demarcation of the border between northern and southern Sudan is further amplifying the pressures between the NCP and the SPLM. 3. Joint Integrated Units, or JIUs. In February, the NCP's Sudan Armed Forces and the SPLA clashed in Malakal, a tense town in southern Sudan near significant oil reserves. The fighting highlighted flaws in the Joint Integrated Units, or JIUs, which were created by the CPA to encourage cooperation between the northern and southern armed forces. The JIUs were yet another belatedly implemented provision of the CPA and were never given joint doctrine or command and control structures. In places like Malakal, where the JIUs are largely composed of former warring militia who fought on opposite sides during the North-South conflict, their presence has led to greater violence, instability, and civilian casualties. This week's Washington conference should be followed up with efforts that penalize failure to implement key provisions of the CPA. Engagement must also avoid a myopic focus on the current problems and instead consider long-term policy objectives that, after the referendum, will help prevent a violent collapse of the Sudanese state.